We've heard how neurochemicals can be used as weapons against the enemy. But can neuroscience be used to enhance the mental fortitude of soldiers and the fighting force on the ground? Professor Rod Flowers at Barts Medical School, London, chaired a Royal Society steering committee looking into this.
We identified some research, for example, which suggested it may be used to screen recruits to identify those people who are better, for example, at reacting under stress or have a particular cognitive skill set, which at the moment has to be sort of teased out through quite intensive screening. We identified ways in which the cognitive performance of military personnel could be increased. And one obvious example, I suppose, is the use of cognitive enhancing drugs. I mean, these have been used for many, many years, actually. Even pilots in the Korean War used to use amphetamines to prevent them from getting fatigued and keep them alert and awake. And, of course, these days we have much more sophisticated agents that enable you to do this. And it's not just that, but also having to have your troops sleep is actually a major problem in the field. And if you could discover drugs that can keep your troops awake for a bit longer, enable them to perform competently, then actually this is a major advantage to you. It might be possible to use EEG techniques on people who are observers, for example, people who are looking at lots of satellite images, because it turns out that the brain often recognizes differences between photographs and images, even if these differences don't make conscious awareness, as it were, picked up by measuring what's called P wave in the brain. You can use this technique actually to speed up recognition, for example, of changes in satellite photographs of, let's say, missile positions or something. I suppose the other thing I could add is there's some evidence now that direct brain stimulation techniques may be used to improve the speed of learning. And if you look on the web, then you can build these things yourself from a 9-volt battery and some wires and so on. I'm not recommending that any of your listeners actually do that, but nonetheless, there have been some academic studies showing that brain stimulation does improve learning. So those were sort of a handful of things that we found out that actually might improve the efficiency of armed forces.
Thanks to Rod Flowers.